We are group number 4, and we are summarizing the biases in the book Children of the Dust Bowl.
Number 1. What is the bias? The most obvious bias in this book is that if someone looks dirty and talks differently, especially if the way they talk sounds inferior, they are not smart, and so it's okay to treat them with disrespect, or like they do not understand.
Number 2. Are the biases depicted outdated or current? The main biases of dirty people being dumb is not outdated. Generally, I think people still make that assumption when they see someone on the street, such as people that are holding up a sign in the middle of an island on the highway, or when you see someone like that walking on the street. One of the other biases depicted in the book might be outdated. That would be the idea that if you don't have money, it is okay not to go to school because you are too stupid to learn. Now, there are laws that prevent parents from keeping kids home so that all of the kids in the United States can receive an education. We think that most people understand that it is not a kid's fault if their parents do not send them to school.
Number 3. Would this be a bias if you lived in a different country? In some countries, they do not have to go to school, and only the people who have money to pay for schools are able to send their kids to get an education. We think that there is probably this bias in other countries because the people who have money have an education and are able to take care of themselves in terms of hygiene and have learned manners like the kids did in their classes at the weed patch school.
Number 4. Is this bias socially acceptable? No, the bias of stereotyping people by the way they look, especially children, is not socially acceptable. Even though it might still happen on a subconscious level, it is not favorably looked upon in social situations to say someone is stupid. We think that it happens sometimes at our school, but we know that it's not right, and that we would get in trouble if our teachers heard anyone talking like that.
Number 5. An argument for the bias might be that because someone does not get to go to school, they are not smart, and that even though they could have been smart if they had been given the opportunity, they don't know things that other people do that have gone to school.
Number 6. An argument against this bias is that we don't know someone's potential to understand things and be smart by looking at their appearances. Even their speech does not indicate their capacity to learn.